Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together we're the Gen X couple.
Hey guys, take three.
Not my fault. Hello, everyone.
The first one was totally my fault. The second one, the computer just did like this weird error message and it... Okay, so it actually kept recording the podcast in the background, but because the error message popped up over like Google Chrome, I didn't realize it and there was...
Some non-friendly family language.
Yeah, so we just deleted that and we're starting over because I don't like editing this stuff. You guys know that. I hate it, actually. It's so much work and it's so difficult. So I just like to do it in one take and just go with it. So, all right. So today we're going to talk about Marshmallow, but I wanted to... Before we get into the meat of the episode, which is Marshmallow, I wanted to give a long overdue shout out to our niece, Chloe. So this has been weighing on my mind for over a month, and I kept remembering to give her a shout out, but I would remember at the worst times, like it would be in the middle of the night when I woke up to go to the bathroom, or like while I was driving, or in some other instance where I couldn't write it down. But I did remember to write it down at the top of my outline today. So, Chloe. So, going back to the weekend before Christmas, we had Christmas at Chris's sister's house. Her name is also Robin. Shout out to Robin. And Chris has a huge family. So, we all went down. We piled into Robin's house for our family Christmas celebration. And for that, Chloe baked a pecan pie. But I don't like pecan pie, so I didn't try it. Although I did hear it got rave reviews. So we were talking while we were there, and she happened to mention that she also makes a really good key lime pie, which just so happens to be my favorite kind of pie. So she had said she was going to bring one to New Hampshire in July. Chris's whole family, not whole family, most of his family takes over the entire state of New Hampshire because there are so many of us in July for a week. So she said she was going to bring a key lime pie this summer when we all go to New Hampshire. And I was very happy to hear that. And of course, I welcome key lime pie at any time. So it just so happened. So we were at Chris's sister's Robin's house on a Saturday. The next day, Sunday, our friends Holly and Ken had their annual Christmas party and Chloe was there and she brought a key lime pie. She went home and baked a key lime pie to bring it to Holly and Ken's house the next day.
It was delicious.
It was phenomenal. It was one of the best key lime pies I've ever had. And I couldn't believe she went and she made it the very next day. I was so happy. It was so delicious. And like I said, I've been meaning to do the shout out for over a month. But now that's off my chest. Chloe, thank you. The pie was good. And feel free to still bring one to New Hampshire because
yes, please.
It was really, really good. You did a really good job, and I truly appreciate that you brought that the very next day. It really made my entire weekend.
All right. Can we please start talking about Marsh?
Yes. So if you've been around for a while, I think we talk about her in every episode. Marshmallow, she is our little floofer. And we also call her Marsh, Marshy, Marshman, Mallow Man. Yeah, she's a girl. Just go with it. Marshy Moo, Marshmallow, Smarsh, Smarshmallow, and Marshicle.
Or as I call her, the love of my life.
Yeah, he's not joking.
And I'll try not to get too mushy this episode.
Yeah, okay. Good luck with that. Those two share a bond that I could never even come close to. You guys should see it. She'll sit on his lap and she'll just gaze so lovingly at him. It's like you can almost literally see hearts floating out from around her because she's so in love with him.
She's my princess.
She would attach herself to him if she could and just be with him 24/7. She loves him so much. And she is definitely spoiled rotten. I tell her all the time that she would definitely have a different life if she hadn't become part of our family.
I can't even remember what life was like without her.
Honestly, though, me neither. So let me tell you a little bit about Marshmallow. She's a little white Pomeranian. She's 6 years old, and as of her last vet visit, she weighs 6 pounds. And today we wanted to just tell you a little bit about the story of how she came to live with us, because it's moderately interesting. And about what a day in the life of Marshmallow was like. Spoiler alert, it's mostly naps. And we wanted to tell you about some of her funny quirks, because she really does have a very distinctive little personality. She's truly brought so much joy and happiness to our family.
She's really completed our family.
Yeah, she really did. I don't think either of us really realized how much we needed that little fluff ball.
So why don't you tell everyone how the story got started, since it all started with your dad.
Right. So let me start back at the beginning. So it was early 2019, I think probably like January or February of that year. And my dad called me and asked me if I could meet him at Dunkin' Donuts because he wanted to talk to me about something. I can't quite remember, but I'm pretty sure at the time he wouldn't say what he wanted to talk about, but he wanted to do it in person, so he wanted to meet. So I met up with my dad within a day or two to find out what he wanted to talk to me about, and he pulled out a folded piece of paper out of his pocket, and you guessed it, there was a picture of a cute little white Pomeranian on the paper, and he told me he was getting that dog. The dog was from the Ukraine, and he was going to name it Snow. So the first words out of my mouth after he said that was, this is not a good idea. And I'll tell you what I told him, but I just wanted to tell you guys a little backstory real quick so you'll understand why I said that. So I grew up with a Pomeranian, and he was a little black pom, and his name was Cookie. And we actually got him when I was in high school, I think. I'm pretty sure it was my senior year, but I'm old now, so I'm a little hazy on the exact timing. So the first thing my dad said to Cookie when we got him home was, hi, dog. But he warmed up very quickly and fell in love with Cookie, of course, because how can you look at a little 6-pound face and not love it? I don't even think that's humanly possible. But here's the thing. So if you've ever had a puppy, you know that it's a lot of work to housebreak them and teach them how to behave inside the house. So my dad worked full-time, and my mom didn't, so the housebreaking fell on my mom, sister, brother, and myself. So I don't think my dad truly had an idea of what it was like to train a puppy. And I tried to explain that to my dad. I just don't think he realized how much work it truly was. So I did try to explain that to my dad, but he's stubborn, and yes, he will hear this, but that's not untrue.
And that's where you get it from, I know.
Yeah, it is. Actually, I think both of my parents were stubborn, but that's okay. It's not a bad quality. But so like I said, I was in Dunkin' Donuts. I tried to explain to my dad that it's a lot of work to train a puppy, and he lives alone, so he would have to do 100% of that work. And he told me that he spent a lot of time researching it, and he was prepared to take on the commitment. So, okay, that's fine. So then we talked about the Ukraine thing, and I asked him why he couldn't get a dog from the United States, and he specifically wanted a white Pomeranian. I get it. He wanted what he wanted. And the closest one he could find here in the U.S. was in Pennsylvania, and that was just too far to drive. So he was going to have Snow flown over from the Ukraine. I get it. Pennsylvania is what, like a 6-hour-ish drive? So I get it. That would be a lot of driving. So he had his mind made up, and he was getting Snow. Okay, so I think about a month or so went by. I think it was March, maybe, by this point, and the time came for Snow to take a flight over from the Ukraine to the United States. And my dad drove into Logan. Logan Airport is in Boston, and picked up Snow. And actually, I'm pretty sure that the original dog that he was going to get was sickly, so the dog that they ended up sending was a replacement. I can't quite remember, but I'm pretty sure that it wasn't the original dog in the picture. But it doesn't matter necessarily. They sent a very cute white Pomeranian, and my dad was happy. So the day after my dad got her, Chris, the kids, and I went up to meet her. Her name was Snow at the time, and she was so little and cute. Her birthday is in August of 2018. She was born August 22nd, 2018. So she was about 6 months old by the time my dad got her. So not even 2 full weeks went by, and my dad called me and asked me if I knew anyone that would take her. And his reasoning was that he was allergic to her and couldn't keep her anymore, which I, side note, I thought was really weird because he wasn't allergic to Cookie back in the day, but somehow I knew this was coming, and I told him obviously we were going to take her. And that's how Marshmallow became part of our family.
That was around April 2019, right?
Yeah, it was. And I knew that having a puppy was going to be a lot of work for my dad. And he did end up admitting to that a few years later. But it worked out because I feel like we were destined to have Marshmallow. And obviously I changed her name from Snow to Marshmallow, which I feel like is a more fitting name. I'm a big fan of food names when it's a pet. I don't know. I just think it's super cute.
I just want to eat her up.
Me too sometimes. But I think Marshmallow is the perfect name for her.
It is. And she was tough to housebreak. Most puppies are bathroom trained by the time they're the year old, but it took a little bit longer with Marshmallow. But she eventually got it. And when she has to go outside now, she'll put one paw on your foot and bark at you. Yeah, it's the cutest thing.
Yeah. Honestly, don't tell her I said this, but she is a little dumb. But we overlook her faults because she more than makes up with it with her cuteness and her sweet nature.
Yes, she was the perfect addition to the family.
Yeah, she really was.
So what's a typical day in the life of Marshmallow? Well, she has her own bed in our kitchen, along with four other beds. Yes. And she sleeps right by the heat vent, so she stays nice and cozy in the winter. She wakes up, and when we wake up, which basically is early, and then her day consists of naps, treats, chases, cuddles, and more naps.
Yep, that pretty much sums it up.
She loves to cuddle, and she has a little tickle spot right at the top of her tail. So sometimes we'll tickle her a little bit when we are cuddling with her, and she's very playful. And we know she likes it when we do that.
Yeah, she loves it when we get her tickle spot. It's so funny because she'll whip her little head back, and she'll try to distract us by giving us kisses.
Well, it works.
It does. Another thing she does that just completely makes both of us melt is something we refer to as chopsticking us. Most people would call it splooting, so it's when she lays down and sticks her back legs straight out, and we call her legs chopsticks because they're so skinny.
Yes, like two little chopsticks.
Exactly. And changing the subject a little bit, every night before Chris and I go to bed, we sit on the couch and watch TV with Marsh. That's how we settle down for the night. And we can't say the word bed because that's a trigger word for her. So she'll start barking because she thinks she's going to go outside for a walk and then go to bed. So when it's time for bed, which if you listen to our bedtime routines episode a while back, you already know is 7:30 p.m. So when it's bedtime, Chris will pick up the TV remote, and that's what starts Marshmallow's bedtime routine. Our TV makes a sound when you turn it off, and that sound is another one of her triggers. As soon as she hears it, she'll look back and forth between me and Chris to see what we're going to do next.
It's so cute. So both Robin and I have to turn off our phones, and that will make a little clicking sound. And then Robin will push her pop socket in on her phone. And once all those things happen in that order, Marshmallow knows it's about time to go outside to pee, and then it's bedtime.
Yeah. And speaking of trigger words, she actually has a few other trigger words other than bed or bedtime. So obviously, outside is what we say when we want to take her outside for a walk. She also knows treat, snack, ice cream, fries, and cheese.
I can't believe you called her dumb earlier. She's obviously a genius.
Yeah, she's definitely something, for sure.
So you probably already figure out that we gave her a little bit of human feud based on some of her...
Did you say feud?
Food. Based on some of her trigger words. She loves a little taste of vanilla and ice cream on occasion, but cheese and fries are two of her favorite things in the entire world.
Yeah. Of course, she mostly eats dog food, but we do give her wet food sometimes, and she always has a bowl of kibble available if she's hungry. The kibble we buy has small round black pieces and then triangle brown pieces. She likes the brown triangle pieces, but for whatever reason, she does not like the black ones. So what she'll do is take one and then just let it drop out of her mouth in random spots around the kitchen and dining room, which is attached to the kitchen. So we end up finding the black ones literally all over the place. Sometimes there'll be a couple under the dining room table, or sometimes there'll be 10 or 15 of them on the floor next to her food bowl.
Yes, Robin and I are always telling her to eat the black ones.
Yeah, always.
Oh, and how about whenever we talk to anyone on speakerphone, which sometimes I have to do for work, Marshmallow thinks we're calling to order takeout because that means a chance of fries.
Well, in fairness, I also get pretty excited about the chance of fries, so I'm just saying.
One other thing we think is so cute with Marshmallow is how she thinks she's a big dog. We will walk her on a leash, of course, but the neighbor has a big dog named Clover across the street. But they have one of those electric fences, so they can't get to each other. But that doesn't stop them from trying to square up every single day.
Maybe they just want to play. But I'm not putting them together, especially because Clover is 25 times the size of Marsh.
She's just trying to protect us.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we don't have to worry about Clover. But anyway, one other thing that is a trigger for her, but in a good way, is when I ask her if she wants to sit in the good seat. And that means the office chair that we keep at the dining room table. Chris uses that chair when he works, but when he's not working, the rest of us get to use the nice chair, and Marsh loves sitting at the table in the good seat. But for some reason, it's only with me. Chris can ask her if she wants to sit in the good seat, and she wants no part of it.
It's because she wants you to hold her so she can gaze lovingly at me from across the room.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I am.
And believe me, she is the most spoiled little girly there is. Like Chris said, she has four beds in different rooms of the house in case she wants to nap in a different location. Plus, she has over 50 toys.
And she takes them all out of her basket all at once.
Yeah, she makes a mess because she knows we're going to be the ones to clean it up for her.
Well, she's so cute, so how can we not?
No, I'm not arguing. She is the cutest.
Yeah, and I love it when she puts some of her squeaky toys at the top of the stairs when I go down to the basement.
Yeah, she likes to get your attention, and she's hoping you'll pick it up and throw it when you get back up, and you'll invoke a chasing session.
Yes. And that's the story of how Marsh became part of our family, and we are so glad she did.
Yeah.
She was a perfect addition to our family.
Yeah, she really was. I know I've posted a picture of her on our Instagram before, but I'm going to post another one today because everyone needs to see that cute little face in their feed today. Plus, she just got groomed, so she's extra cute.
Yes, she goes once a month for her grooming.
Yeah, we have to, because she gets really grinchy, and she needs a trim about that often. Plus, we keep her butt shaved, because, well, I'm sure you can figure that one out for yourselves.
So, thank you for listening to us gush about My Little Princess today. I could actually talk about her all day.
Yeah, he's not exaggerating, but that's okay, because she does deserve all the attention she gets.
Oh, she most certainly does.
If you have any feedback, questions, comments, blah, 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 shoot us an email at thegenxcouplepodcast@gmail.com. Check us out on Instagram at The Gen X Couple. I'm going to post that picture of Marsh shortly. And I'll actually post a picture of her toy basket, too, because it's cute. It's got her name on it. It's super cute.
Yeah, and next week we're going to be talking about how to keep the spark alive. And until next time, see you later, alligator.
In a while, crocodile.